So, Special Envoy is really a temporary diplomatic representative, and it's usually to handle very specific issues about strengthening diplomatic, but also, more importantly, business and trade relations with the United States. As we all know, we are currently in a very acrimonious relationship with the Trump administration, and I think the president, with this appointment, is saying to Jonas, please go and try and smooth things over with the Americans. As to whether the Trump administration is interested, that's another question.
I think that's obviously a key aspect here, is whether the Trump administration will actually welcome Mr. Ntsimbisi Jonas, actually sit down and properly discuss this matter with him. But on that, do you believe that this move to actually send Mr. Jonas to America to try and mend this relation, do you think it can actually ease some of the tensions that we've been experiencing between South Africa and the United States?
You know, for me, I would have wanted a slightly different approach. I mean, I think it is important that we now have a special envoy. But I was under the impression that after the Trump administration signed the executive order, that was by and large premised on lies and untruths, about the fact that we are having a genocide against white South Africans, that there's farm killings, that we are taking land, and so on and so forth. I would have wanted a strategy that said, here we have a special envoy, not necessarily comprising of one individual, perhaps three or four. And what I would have wanted them to start with is to meet with American businesses here in South Africa first and foremost, and tell them that, debunk this notion that there are these lies and so forth, convince them that we need them, that they need to stay in our economy, and so forth. And then the second part is to then move to other parts of the world, whether it's the Far East, Europe, that what Trump and Trump administration is premising their executive order on is simply untrue, and that we don't want them to buy into it. And then as a last resort, go to the United States of America. So I think the fact that we are starting with America, I suspect, is already the wrong approach. Because, as I said, there's an acrimony that exists. Already we see people like Kali Kree and others that have pulled up old archive material of Ntsimbisi Jonas saying not so pleasant things about President Trump when he was in his first term. As to whether Marco Rubio and others et al. Is going to want to use that against him, I don't think so. I think they're going to realize that his childish politics. They used it with Ambassador Sewell because it was hot off the press. But to want to now look at special envoys and or diplomatic representatives, dig into their past and what they said about America or about Trump many years ago, I think that's childish politics. But you never know, given the chaotic and unpredictability of Trump and the people around him.
I mentioned, speaking to American businesses first. We know that AGOA agreement is going to be under review this year. So how significant is this envoy that will be sent to America, especially when it comes to the trade and investment opportunities and the trade relationship between South Africa and America, and hopefully trying to salvage that relationship?
Look, I mean, it's an important agreement. We have preferential trade that particularly affects certain sectors in South Africa. The automobile sector is very big. Agriculture is very big, and particularly the citrus industry, our wine industry, and so forth. If we don't stay in AGOA, it simply means that those industries are going to be hard hit. They're not going to have preferential treatment anymore. So I think, Jonas is going to try and somehow, if he's given access, it's very important, if he's given access to meet with the right people and the relevant people, if they are prepared to meet with him, he's going to try and keep us in AGOA. I don't think it's going to be successful, unfortunately. I think Trump has made up his mind. I think they are going to be removed from the AGOA agreement come September. Okay. And I think that there's going to be additional sanctions on some of our political leadership, on some people in the ANC, perhaps even individuals outside of the governing party and the GNU, as is the case in Venezuela, in Russia, and a few other places. Because we all know, Yahya, that at the end of the day, this has nothing to do with the lies that are being upheld by Trump with regards to our white segment of society and particularly our Africana community. He knows, and the State Department knows, that those are lies. They are motivated by the fact that South Africa took Israel to the International Court of Justice and is calling for accountability for the act of genocide against the Gazan people and the Palestinians. That is really at the heart of this. And I'm not sure how Tavisa Jonas or anyone else is going to navigate that stormy weather.